the wisdom of the ages. What we could imagine is there is such a thing. There's this vast, still energy, gentle, sweet, loving. And for some reason, we decided to make a separation from it and put ourselves into a body, into a vehicle, into a robot. So in order to bring this vastness down to a particular dimension, which we'll call planet Earth, we took on a form. And we're still that. As Buddha said, out of the whole came the whole, and the whole remains whole. So we are this vastness. And if we want to manifest that vastness in this dimension, we bump up against some things in the robot. Because the robot has been programmed a certain way. In order to get into this robot, it's a second-hand robot. It has a bit of the mother and the father and the grandparents and the teachings and the conditioning. And so when this vastness comes to express itself, it goes bump. And it tries to... Well, it doesn't try. It's trying to flow past the obstructions. If you identify with the robot, with the obstructions, you can make yourself very depressed. I'm this, I'm that, I can't do this, I can't do that, I should be this, I should be that. You can get very upset. That's identifying yourself with the robot. I am the robot. If you disconnect from that identification and drop back into the vastness and identify with the vastness, I'm the vastness and I'm attempting to express a totally unique way through this totally unique robot. And these are the impediments. These are the things that are in the way. There's still some anger there. There's still some this. There's still some that. But you see, if you identify with the vastness, then these impediments are not so serious. They're, oh yes, they're in the way. We need to take a look at those. But if you identify as the obstruction, you can get very upset at that. You feel trapped. You're trapped in the obstructions because the obstruction is trying to remove the obstruction. So it's like standing on your own foot and trying to move. You're stuck. So the suggestion is don't identify with your character, your personality, what's called the ego, your behavior. Don't identify with that. That's in the vehicle that you're inhabiting. Identify instead the vastness. And it's attempting to come through this vehicle in its own unique way. So we just need to keep looking at what's in the way. But not once, unfortunately, you've got to keep looking. Ah, there it is again. There's that tone of voice, there's that facial expression. That's in the way of the vastness. It's a rock in the river. If I keep looking at it, if I keep being aware of it, non-judgmentally, not against it, not supporting it, not suppressing it, not working on it, not trying to change it. See it. I see it. I see it. it will, as all rocks do, disintegrate. The deserts are rocks that have disintegrated. Disintegrated. So, just seeing, being with, they'll fade. And as they fade, and you're identifying with the vastness, it starts to flow more easily, and as it does, it becomes an ecstasy. Flowing through, flowing through. So what I'm suggesting is, thou art that vastness. That's who you are. And for some strange reason, you've decided to enter into this vehicle that has some blocks in it. And the more you become aware of them, the more you accept them, the more you're with them, the more you allow them, even exaggerate them so you can see them more clearly, they'll fade away. And as they fade away, the vastness starts to flow more easily. And then the indescribable feeling, peace that passeth all understanding.